That's not. I was just pointing out that you've got to know how to be able. You've got to have, you know, to be good lawyer. You've got to. Well, you've got to almost speak fluently, without an accent, and you know, really good comprehension. I was just saying that because these guys didn't have it.
Yeah.
And they, you know, as a consequence, they couldn't do it, even if they did have the ability.
Okay, let's see, I think we left off, yeah, we left off here. Okay, there's, in the morning when you wake up, you might, there's a couple ways you might straighten your hair. One, you can take a comb and the other
brush
one, right? And in a barber shop, they have a little leather thing that hangs by the chair sometimes, take a razor, and they do this to it. What do they call that?
Sharpening?
Yeah, what are they, yeah, you ever, you have a name for that piece of leather hanging down there?
Strap.
Okay. And how about in a rifle, you know, or a pistol or something, the projectile that you put in the, you put one inside of it, you know, and you fire it, what do you call it? Okay, what's another thing you might call it? Just one. Say about, make it about that long.
Cartridge.
Okay. And, okay. Then we're talking about some children's games or items here. What do you call a plank that might be laid over a sawhorse?
Yeah.
Just a kid gets on each end of it and goes up and down. What do you call
it? Seesaw.
Okay. And if two kids are out there doing it in the backyard, you might say they are.
Seesaw.
Okay. How about, have you ever seen one that you take a lumber plank of wood and you attach it at both ends to something, maybe two sawhorses, you attach it, you know, so it's like a, you know, it's a plank here, and someone gets in the middle and jumps up and down on it. You ever seen something like a trampoline, you know, have you ever seen anything like that? Or heard
no.
A name for that?
No.
Okay, that's something they use up in Charleston, or in South Carolina area.
For what? Oh, a diving board maybe, I don't know.
Well, no, it's attached at both ends.
A diving board, you kind of do, well.
Yeah, it's like that. It's lumber like that. Yeah, this they call it a joggling board. You know.
Nah,
it's just a different type of. How about where you might have a plank and you have a, like a stump or a center post buried in the ground and you attach it in the middle and it goes around.
Oh,
you ever seen one of those?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
Okay, well, you ever heard a term like a flying Dutchman or flying Jenny or. Righty horse, right?
Yeah, I think flying Dutchman I heard was in conjunction with somebody in sports or something like that.
Okay, okay. Let's see. How about those things that's come down from a usually big old oak tree or something like that? You got two ropes. Yeah, you got two ropes. What'd you call it?
Swing.
Okay. And what would you use to carry coal in a small thing?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay, how about if, you know, sometimes in the older houses,
no,
they just have a little stove this big.
They,
have
they
a
don't
little container about that big. You know, you ever seen one of those? Just a little one.
I know. Stove pipes?
No, to carry coal in. Just a small, outside of a wheelbarrow.
No.
Okay. And what was that thing you said? What was it, you know, like, the...
Stove pipe?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. I just heard the term sound appropriate, so I said it.
Stove pipe?
Yeah.
What do you call it? What do you call it? The thing that runs from a stove to the chimney?
It's a stove pipe.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And, how about what would you use to sharpen a sickle or a scythe? You know what those are?
Lodestone, whetstone?
Yeah. Okay.
Whetstone.
Okay. You call it lodestone?
No, I don't call it that. They don't call it that. That's the first time I knew what the term was, but I was fooling around.
Yeah, who's they?
You know, I would say, I know, I'd say the common term is whetstone.
Oh, okay.
It didn't come to my mind.
Well, if you saw one, that's what you'd probably call it.
Yeah, whetstone.
Okay. How about if you had a big round one that you turn with a pedal or something?
Lathe? Grinding stone?
Okay. And, Oh, you remember when we were sitting in the office over here, I said I had to go out to my
car?
Right. And, okay, now if my car was acting, if it was squeaking, and I took it down to the filling station, I told them to do something to it, what would I tell them to do?